Lawyers for seven travelers say they want some remedy for the way the government stops them at airports. A federal judge heard the case of the travelers yesterday in Seattle, where they're being represented by the American Civil Liberties Union. The travelers say they're constantly told they are on the government's no-fly list. And their lawsuit comes as the government struggles to come up with a reliable screening system that does not stop innocent passengers. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Flying on an airplane is always an adventure for attorney David Fati. He's often treated like a criminal and told he's on government watch list right in front of other passengers.
And at Dulles Airport, I was threatened with indefinite detention if I did not produce my Social Security card.
Fati, an attorney for the ACLU's National Prison Project, has complained to the Transportation Security Administration. He pulls out the letter of clearance TSA sent him. It says, in effect, this guy is not a terrorist.
Attention, airline personnel and law enforcement officers. The individual named herein may have the same or a similar name to a person prohibited from flying. Please compare the personal identification documents presented to you by the individual with the information contained in the no-fly list.
Nevertheless, Fati continues to get hassled at the airport. He's one of seven plaintiffs in the ACLU suit. They include a master sergeant in the U.S. Air Force and a 75-year-old Presbyterian minister. ACLU attorney Reginald Shuford, who's arguing the case, says the suit is not aimed at eliminating the government's no-fly list. He just wants to fix the current system.
So that it's a functioning list that doesn't wrongly target innocent people and instead concentrates on those people who might in fact be legitimate suspects.
The government would not speak on tape about the case. In court, the Justice Department argues that these passengers were merely inconvenienced. No one in the suit ever missed a plane. They were simply delayed. The government says passengers give implicit consent to screening when they choose to fly. But in fact, the government has been struggling to improve screening procedures for years to avoid annoying passengers and civil liberties groups. The latest version, which is about to go into testing, is called Secure Flight. According to Mark Hatfield of the Transportation Security Administration, it will at least create a place for people to go when they are wrongly fingered by screening systems.
It gives them a single point to go to seek resolution, and that's the passenger advocate that will be set up within the Secure Flight program.
Secure Flight rose from the ashes of CAPS II, a security proposal that was thoroughly trashed by the civil liberties world. In its original form, that system would have assigned each passenger a risk rating based on information in government and commercial databases. Secure Flight is much more modest. Mark Hatfield says it aims to check passengers against government watch lists much more accurately than is currently possible.
What we're looking to do is to migrate from the government collecting lists and then putting them in the hands of the airlines to check against and actually just keeping it all in-house, so the airlines would provide the passenger names and TSA would check against the no-fly lists and the other terrorists' databases.
The question is, will that help? The ACLU says Secure Flight won't guarantee that innocent people don't end up in those databases to begin with. And since the government won't disclose how it compiles those lists, there will probably be more mistakes and more lawsuits. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.